So Michael Ray comes over. We're going to watch The Price is Right, baby.
So I lived with my great-grandmother for a year when I was in high school to help take care of her. And this is all like this.
Wheel of Fortune.
Michael Ray, if you were on The Price is Right, what is the one game that you would hope when they pull the curtains open, that's the game you're playing?
Plinko.
They played it like 20 minutes ago.
Did they really?
The guy had a chance to win $50,000 and he won $600.
Killing it.
What is it about game shows that make you lose your mind like that?
So, fun fact, a buddy of mine went to, where was this, L.A.? Is that where they filmed this? L.A., I think?
Yeah.
He said that before you go into the place where The Price is Right is filmed, they like have film crews out.
They're filming. You're standing in line.
So, whoever is like acting nuts in line, those are the people that are getting, because you don't want, I mean, like.
I've heard that, the screening of the people before. Yeah. How do they choose who gets to go up on stage?
Yeah, so that's like, I'm horrible at guessing numbers though, so I'd be that jerk that went 501, Drew. That's what I would do.
The chances are, though, you would be the one who gets it exactly and you get up on stage.
Yes.
Michael Ray is in the studio before noon. Didn't you get off stage like
12 hours ago?
12 hours ago. How does that happen? And you look like you've been up for a while. Like you look like you worked out, you showered.
Blessing and a curse. I wake up super early no matter what.
Okay.
So, like, I'm up by, you know, 7.
So anything crazy happened last night on stage that you weren't expecting? Because you're doing two nights.
Yeah. And, you know, well, first of all, I've always wanted to play Joe's. So being able to play here two nights, last night was my first time ever playing. Hands down, one of the best crowds I've ever played in front of. Like, I've never had so many of my songs sung back that loud. You know, like, it's new. You know, I mean, everything's new. So they knew Kish in the Morning, but then they sang like it, like blasting
right
over. I mean, the whole first verse. So it was just unbelievable. In Chicago, I said it last night. I don't like say this at every city just in case like everybody's like, oh, yeah, he probably said that in Detroit, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, Chicago is hands down one of my favorite cities to be in. So to be welcomed like that and at such a legendary place at Joe's, you know. So tonight's going to be even better, because last night we had to tame because I had this stuff to do this morning. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to be responsible getting up at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I don't have to get up.
Did you really keep it tame last night? I mean,
it was a 7. You know what I mean? It was like, but tonight's going to be
a 10 and a half.
Just pedal down, man.
Have you been on tour with Kip for a while?
Yeah, started 2 weeks ago. We were in Canada last weekend.
Okay.
And then.
So you've had 2 weeks along that vein of trying to learn something new every day, no matter what you do in your life. What have you learned from him?
Yeah, I watch every show of Kip's since 2 weeks ago. And he's a buddy of mine. You know, being able to watch him and learn from him and his guys, and you do learn something something new every day, because every crowd's different, every venue's different. One thing I learned was he shot me an ab workout that will absolutely make you want to throw up.
Is that what you're doing this afternoon? Lunch outside somewhere, or going and sightseeing? Go see the Bean? Something?
Yeah, I'm going to go see the Bean today.
Okay.
Yes. That's a goal.
You got to do a little, because normally when you come into a venue, you play the show and you're out the next day or the next morning, right?
Right. Yeah. A lot of my friends back home, they're like, oh, dude, man, did you see anything here? I go, I saw the parking lot, the venue,
mm-hmm.
maybe this radio station, bus, mm-hmm. and then I woke up somewhere else in another parking lot. Yeah. Having 2 days off in a city or 2 days in a city, not off, but we're definitely going to do some sightseeing for sure.
Are you thinking about your next tattoo yet?
I am, yeah.
Are you thinking about?
I'm going to do something for my grandfather on this arm.
Okay, on his right arm.
Yep, I have a little bit of space, so.
Do you have one guy that you go back to every time, or is it just wherever it inspires you? You might be in Detroit and say, hey, I want to find the best tattoo parlor around.
Yeah, well, I've wanted to do that, but I don't get lucky enough to have that guy that's free. You know, not free pay-wise, but like free has nothing to do. Like, I'm going to be like, hey, I kind of want this tattoo. And they're like, oh, I'm booked for 3 months.
Oh, that's right. So. And you need like a 3-hour block of your time anyway.
Yeah. So the guys on all my stuff's a guy named Randy in my hometown. So
that works. Things we want to know about Michael Ray. Do you have your cell phone on you?
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite emoji that you've been using in texting that your really, really good friends who love you no matter what have said to you, stop using that emoji.
You want to know the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you two things. First off, I didn't realize that there was like a recent emoji use column.
Oh, yes.
So I used the cry laughing one a lot. Well, I said.
And that's the one with the tears coming out, right?
Yeah, so I used that one. However, I also used the kissy thing for, you know, girlfriend to sweet, and I sent it to like one of my buddies, because it was close and I didn't realize it. So apparently I used those two a lot. And then,
did he reply?
Yeah. He question mark. I was like,
oh my God,
I promise this isn't weird. I don't know why, but my buddy Ryan and I, like, we'll send that. This is like chick with her like hand out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
It's like a dancer person.
I've never seen a girl use that, like walk around like that, but I use that one.
Okay. Michael Ray, the last purchase you made online was?
I don't even know. Probably shirts. I'm trying to think. I don't buy a lot of stuff online.
Do you have a shirt addiction?
I have a clothes addiction.
Clothes addiction.
But I got to buy new shoes.
Do you have a budget, or can you just say, if I want it, I get it, I don't care?
Oh, no, there's a budget for sure. But normally I try to make sense of that budget. I'm like, well, I haven't been home, so I haven't been spending any money.
That's right. So I can just, you've been, like, on the road.
Yeah, I'm on the road. You know, you don't have time to spend any money, so I would have spent this here anyway, so make it rain.
Well, we love you in Chicago. You know that. The brand new song is Real Men Love Jesus. We get you for two nights opening for Kip Moore, sold out again tonight at Joe's Bar, and we're just fans of you.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you all for everything.